Burns and Gambo live from the Auction Community Studios here on this Thursday afternoon. The Coyotes, been a busy day. A lot of news coming out of the organization, including on the ice. In a story broken by Gambo earlier this morning, the Coyotes have acquired 28-year-old defenseman Shane Gostisbehere. And joining us right now on the Burns and Gambo show, the GM of the Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, to talk about the player acquired and all the busy offseason moves they've made. Bill, welcome back to the show. Hope you're well. Thanks for coming on.
Well, Dave and Gambo, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. All right, obviously, I want to talk about the draft picks in a second, but just let's talk with the player in Gostisbehere. 28 years old. He had an unbelievable rookie season. He was second in rookie of the year back in 2015-16. He's kind of been up and down, had the knee injury, did bounce back from the knee surgery, but he's a guy that showed some signs last year of being his old self. He's got some speed through the neutral zone. He's good on the power plays and offense. Of defensemen, how do you think he could fit in?
Oh, he's going to be great for us. I mean, one of his natural things for him is just coming out of his own zone, moving a puck. I think that's something that we haven't had last year, and we can add into the mix this year. Is he's got a great ability just to make that first pass and find the second option with the puck. And if you're a forward, you're going to love this guy because he's going to move the puck right up. And I think the other thing that you love about him is the power play. He's just got a natural feel. From the point, he's very, very good at getting the pucks through the net and finding ways to score from the point. But also, he's got some vision back there, so he's exciting for us. He gives us something that we don't have, and we were able to acquire a few picks with him. So it was a great day for us in that regard.
Yeah, and that's I'm going to steal Gambo's question about the picks because I think in a way I'm just as curious about that as I am about the player. It appears you now have what, 7? Second-round picks over the next couple of years from a flexibility standpoint, how much power does that give you to move around the board when this thing commences this weekend, Bill?
Well, it's a great opportunity for, number one, for our scouting staff starting tomorrow and getting into place and see what we can do and acquire some prospects. The more picks you have, I feel, especially in the second round, you can make some hay. You can be really aggressive. So, and as far as the next year's picks, it's great. It's money in the bank, and it's something that we haven't had in the organization. So it gives us a little bit more power. And if we want to go after a player to trade some picks to get a player, it gives us that ability.
I don't want to knock your predecessor, who just did an awful job, by the way. But acquiring
I don't want to knock your predecessor who did an awful job.
Just sucked so bad at his job, he left you with the cupboards bare. I mean, I don't want to knock him, but the cupboards were bare. You needed to get these assets. Now, you know this, and I know this. This isn't the NFL, okay? Second-round picks in hockey are a lot different. It's a lot harder for a second-round pick to even make an NHL roster as well as being an impact player. But the more you have of them, it's like a swing of the bat. The more swings you get to take, how important was it getting all of these assets? And I think you've done a masterful job of it. How important was it to you to acquire these assets?
Oh, it was huge for the organization. Listen, the cupboards were left bare. I'm not going to bury him, but I'm the guy before me. But he didn't help us. That's for sure. And the fines that we lost, for the first pick overall, or our first pick this year, and the second rounder last year. It's just he left us in a big crevice, and we were able to trade Stepan for a second. We traded Hill for another second. We got two picks from the Islanders that sent our way to ship a player here, and another second with Gostisbehere. So we've tried to use what we have to move forward and help this franchise. And the other thing we've done is hired really good scouts. So now they've got to go do work their magic and then create some prospects through what we've done. And, we knew there was an advantage with the flat cap. It's not moving up because of the pandemic. And that the one advantage that we did have is that we have cap space. And teams are dying for cap space. So we knew if we worked it properly and we stuck to our guns, we'd be able to generate some picks through it. So I think we're pretty much the only team that's been able to kind of do it this offseason so far. So it's been a nice little feather in our cap.
Listen, I'm an Islander fan, so I know Andrew Ladd very, very well. But do you think he does bring some leap? He hasn't played a whole lot in these last few years. Do you think there's a way, if he's healthy, that he might be able to help you?
Well, I think there is. He's pretty driven to play this year, and he's training hard. But more importantly, he also brings us some great leadership. into our dressing room. And I think that's where he's going to have his greatest impact, is mentoring some of the young guys and having that impact of helping change our culture.
One of the things I look at in losing Pitt, like, is just losing size. This team's small. Toughness is a question for me. It's a small team that lacks some toughness. Where do you think you'll address those needs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Is like the fighters now are like unicorns. They're tough to find in the world. So it's like these guys are so valuable because there's not much of it. But when it, you know, you still need somebody to go out there and protect your players. So they're getting harder to find. But you're exactly right. We have to add size. We got to add some toughness to our lineup, and that slowly but surely we've got some plans to do that. With having these picks, it certainly gives us a chance to go out and acquire the players that we need to fix, you know, our weakness and add some identity to our team.
Well, good luck this weekend, Bill. We appreciate the time. Thanks for swinging by for a few minutes, and I'm sure we will talk to you in the very near future. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Dave and Gambo. Appreciate it.